This is a Vuma 103 podcast. Vuma 103 Drive.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nozinya Wose, and I'm a clinical psychologist based in private practice in Durban. So today we are talking postnatal and postpartum depression. So usually after the birth of a child, a lot of emotions can be triggered. These can be happy and exciting emotions, or they can be sad emotions that lead to complications and even possibly a diagnosis of postnatal or postpartum depression. So what is postnatal or postpartum depression? So this is usually depressive symptoms that will occur or will be experienced after the mother has given birth to a child. It may occur immediately or short after delivery, within 4 weeks, right? So there's 1 in 7 women that will be impacted by the condition. However, men can also be diagnosed with postnatal depression. It can affect anyone from all walks of life, men and women, ethnic background, or any socioeconomic status. But it's very important that we are able to differentiate between normal baby blues and postnatal depression. So baby blues are typically moodiness and sadness that a woman may experience after giving birth, right? Baby blues are quite common, especially for first-time mothers. However, if the symptoms persist for more than 2 weeks, then we know that there's a problem. So when we look at the symptoms of postnatal depression, we look at sadness, helplessness, and hopelessness towards the self and the child or the infant. We look at feelings of ambivalence and animosity towards the child. We look at symptoms where you are constantly worrying that you are not a good enough mom. There's also the inability to bond with the child. And sadly, we would also have feelings or frightening thoughts about hurting the baby. Sometimes suicide and self-harm. So yini kahle hle edala I postnatal depression. So there's a lot of changes in hormones during pregnancy, and these can have quite a huge impact. Also the circumstances around the pregnancy, for example, abanye abantu abanyukubeziwe ngokocansi, which is rape, and the baby is a result of the rape. It could also be a bad separation between the parents of the baby. Also very common when mothers have an unplanned pregnancy or they are not ready to give birth or have a baby, they can also have feelings of sadness and helplessness about the pregnancy. Also, it means less time and freedom to yourself, especially for first-time mothers, and this can contribute to a lot of common baby blues symptoms and also possibly postpartum or postnatal depression. So what is the treatment? Treatment varies depending on the severity. So you have to seek counseling and psychotherapy. You also have to seek a psychiatrist for antidepressants. Family support is crucial. And finally, the mother and the child relationship is very crucial. So the developmental stage is one of the most important for bond establishments with the infant. If anyone requires assistance or they think they may have postpartum depression, then you can consult our offices in City Hospital on 031-329-1220.
Vuma 103 Drive. This is a Vuma 103 podcast.